Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. I did this one, I'm doing my forecast for the Westminster general election in Northern Ireland. Now, Northern Ireland is unique in the United Kingdom in a number of ways, but partly because the Westminster parties, the major ones, don't stand there. As in, the Conservatives stood there last time, but, you know, got under 1% of the vote. A Conservative hasn't been elected as a Conservative for a very long time, since the early 1970s, really. The Ulster Unionist Party split from the Conservative Party, or to actually go by the label Conservative rather than Unionist, I mean, not since the 19th century. Labour has never stood there. There was the Northern Ireland Labour Party until the 70s, but it was not part of the United Kingdom Labour Party, nor the Irish Labour Party. The Liberal Democrats have never stood there. They're part of a thing called Liberal International, and their sister party in Ulster is the Alliance Party of Northern Ireland. Come on to it. So my prediction, so overall vote share, that Democratic Unionist Party will poll 30%, which is slightly down. Sinn Féin up to 24%, which is a little bit up. The Alliance Party will get 18% of the vote. The Ulster Unionist is a bit of a gain. The Ulster Unionist Party will go down 2 percentage points to 10%. And the Social Democratic Party go up 1 percentage point to 16%. There's Wayne too, which is an Irish Nationalist Party, like meaning unity in Irish. They all get like an extra about 1% of the vote, or People Before Profit a bit down. The Green Party might go up. They got a fraction of the vote and so on, partly because the Green Party and the UK as a whole is doing better. The Green Party Northern Ireland is separate to the Green Party of England and Wales, or the Scots Greens. Why am I saying this? Partly, you know, there's just the rise of nationalism, because the Catholic community is increasing in numbers, and no Catholic it does not equal nationalist, but there is a correlation. The majority of Catholics in Northern Ireland would regard themselves as Irish nationalists, whereas the majority of Protestants in Northern Ireland view themselves as Unionists. There are people who do not identify as either religious denomination. There are people who've come to Northern Ireland from overseas, such as Poland, for instance, and they're mostly Catholic in background, and they actually often do take on the Irish nationalist outlook. Ethnic minority citizens are quite often Irish nationalists in Northern Ireland. So the rise and rise of Irish nationalism in Northern Ireland. Okay, so go through the constituency breakdown. So East Antrim was quite safe for Democratic Unionist Party, and they're going to still retain it, you know. So like their safest seat. Where else? East Londonderry, they're going to take that. Oh, you have to say County Derry, East Derry, if you want to. I don't believe in throwing a fit if somebody uses some terminology you don't share. You choose your words and I'll choose mine. Lagan Valley, that's just Sir Geoffrey Donaldson's former constituency. I know he's facing trial for rape. I mean, he hasn't been in Westminster for some years. Sir Geoffrey's only been in the Northern Ireland Assembly. I predict that they will retain that one. So Upper Ban, which was once the constituency of David Trimble, latterly Lord Trimble, who died last year. He was also Unionist leader, the first minister of Northern Ireland. The DUP took it years ago, way back in about 2005. I predict that Democratic Unionist Party will retain Upper Ban, as it's on the River Ban. And they have a healthy majority there of 8,000, but it'll be reduced. So I'm only predicting, actually, I think, is it one seat's going to change hands. And then Antrim North, formerly the constituency of the late Reverend Ian Richard Kyle Paisley, the Reverend Doctor who bought his doctorate, supposedly. So they will, Democratic Unionist Party are going to keep that one. Isn't that Sir Ian Paisley's seat, as in his son? And then Strangford, likewise, they're going to keep that one around Strangford Loch, which is like the Ulster Riviera. It's the most middle class place in Northern Ireland, where they've got a very healthy majority. So coming on to Sinn Féin, they're going to be no change there, really. So West Tyrone, they're going to keep that one, because that is a very nationalist constituency. So they've got an almost inassailable majority. And in fact, I think they'll lengthen their lead. Likewise, Belfast North, which was it Gerry Kelly holds that one, or did he stand down? Is it John Finucane? Anyway, there that's they're not that safe, but I think that they will retain it and actually go slightly up and share a vote, you know. And then coming on to West Belfast, Gerard Adams, former his constituency. And again, that is their safest one. So they're rock solid there. They're in no danger of losing that one. So yeah, that they will go up in votes there. Fermanagh, South Tyrone. So this one is the most marginal constituency in Northern Ireland. The Ulster Unionists are just behind them. The DUP is not going to field a candidate. But I think Sinn Féin will narrowly hang on. They won by only 57 votes last time. I could be very wrong. It wouldn't take much to shift it. Just slightly poor turnout, a disorganised campaign, a mediocre candidate from them, an excellent candidate from the Ulster Unionist Party. And that is the sort of most marginal one in Northern Ireland, the most westerly constituency in the United Kingdom. So coming on to a mid-Ulster, that was, what's his name? Martin McGuinness's seat. But so the Sinn Féin, they've got that, and that is very safe for them. They've got the majority of 10,000. So they'll extend their lead there. They'll retain that one. Newry and Armagh, again, they're going to keep that one and end up even safer. So they've got a huge majority, they're like 11,000. And then South Down, they've got that one. That's quite safe. I mean, the only challenge is the SDLP. But I reckon that they'll actually go up in share of votes. So coming on to the Alliance Party, I predict that they will take East Belfast from the DUP. So Naomi Long will take it back. She held it for a while. And then the SDLP has only got one seat, and that's Foyle. Oh, yeah, they will keep that. Oh, sorry, and South Belfast. So so the SDLP, they're fairly safe in Foyle. And they're very safe in South Belfast as well. And then the Ulster Unionist Party won't get any seats at all. So gone are the glory days for the Ulster Unionist Party, the official unionists they used to call them, because until the Good Friday Agreement, they had the bulk of the seats. And because of that, they got punished. They got pushed behind the DUP, and they were really penalised for making the peace of the brave and doing what was necessary. And the DUP have reaped the rewards. So I don't know why on earth they don't amalgamate. I've been saying this for years. There should be a fusion between the two parties. Why this senseless duplication of resources when they don't agree over much? Now, an academic called Dr. Edward Burke said, well, that's because Church of Ireland people are more likely to vote DUP and Presbyterians are more likely to vote, other way around. Church of Ireland more likely to vote Ulster Unionist Party, and Presbyterians more likely to vote DUP. There's not a big difference between it, between them. And the DUP was a bit more working class, and the UUP was a bit more middle class, but their policies are almost the same. So the real fault line was the Good Friday Agreement, and the minority of the Ulster Party was even against that. But, you know, having fulminated against them and denounced David Trimble in the most vicious invective for 9 years, Ian Paisley then accepted what he said he would never, ever do, which was to sit down with terrorists and go into government with them. And he did. The Ulster Party seems to me is never going to recover, and they've hung on. I think they're just only going to go down. Are they going to be dissolved in a few years' time if they don't simply unite, call it the Ulster Democratic Unionist Party? The DUP sometimes used to put Ulster on the front of their name as well. So that's my prediction. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone, and have a most splendiferous evening.